Mobile Library by David Whitehouse.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Lou. Chapter 1. The end. Lips, sticky. Not how his mother kissed. He only considered the difference in their ages whenever he tasted her makeup. "Are we in trouble?" Bobby asked. "No," Val said. "Not any more." The white cliffs of southern England spread out beyond them, disappearing where the blues, sea and sky, coalesce. High up in the cab of the mobile library, they could not see the land below them, just the ocean's ceaseless loop, as if they were driving an island through the sea to a faraway place. Hemmed by a crescent of police cars to the cliff edge, bulbs flashed, helicopters chopped up the air. When the sirens fell mute, he saw her, exquisite, in the dim dashboard light. Rosa rested her head in the shallow pool of sun on Val's lap. Bobby's stomach gurgled.
"Are you hungry?" Val asked.
The noise, a purr, came from another compartment inside him. One contented, not troubled by bubbling chambers of acid or some such bodily thing.
"No,"
he said, and kissed her again.